Edie Windsor is a lady here, lives here in New York City. She's now 86 years old. She was my client in the Windsor case. That's how it gets the name Windsor. And her story, to be brief, is that she spent over four decades with her late spouse, the Aspire, really in sickness and in health, till death did they part, since Thea had multiple sclerosis and had been paralyzed for many years. But when Thea passed away in 2009 because of a terrible bill, or terrible law, I should say, on the books in the United States called the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, Edie had to pay a huge tax on the property that she had inherited when Thea died, that they had owned together, because as far as the federal government was concerned under DOMA, it was as if they had never been married. Their marriage was null and void, and that's what the case was all about.
What do you see as the next legal battle for the LGBTQ community?
Well, you know, certainly in terms of kind of what's hot in the press right now, there's a lot of discussion going on about people like Kim Davis in Kentucky who want to be able to use religious principles or their religious beliefs as excuses for discriminating against gay people. But you saw what happened to her arguments in Kentucky, namely that they were rejected by every single judge who considered them. And I think I predict that's what's going to happen throughout the country. We don't have a principle in the United States that public officials can pick and choose which parts of the Constitution they want to comply with. But that's certainly the hot issue right now, and I think we'll kind of see a lot more smoke about it for some time.
Back in 1996, when DOMA was originally passed, I think more than 68% of Americans opposed the idea of a same-sex marriage. Now, if we look to where we are now with this year's ruling by the Supreme Court, gay marriage is legal in all 50 states. What do you think brought that tidal wave of change in really less than a generation? I mean, it was less than 20 years that we saw all of this change.
Yeah, I actually don't think there's any question to what brought about the change. And the best answer I've heard is one that Edie Windsor gave herself when we were standing on the steps of the Supreme Court after I argued the Windsor case in March of 2013. And someone asked her, a reporter asked her essentially the question that you just asked. And her response was, well, what happened is one day, one morning, one brave guy got up and got out of bed and decided to tell the world he was gay. And then another one did it, and then another one did it. And so today we live in a situation where most Americans, most if not all Americans, know someone, either as a friend, a colleague, or a neighbor, who just happens to be gay. And once you know someone who happens to be gay, it's very, very hard. I would say it's virtually impossible to accept the proposition that it's okay to discriminate against that person simply based on who they are. And so that's what's brought about the change. There's no question about it. We all came out. As Rabbi Heschel has said, it takes one person and another person to start a movement.